This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Staver, who is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and he is also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. We want to get his thoughts as the Washington, D.C. City Council legalizes gay marriage, but that's not the end of the story, since Congress has the option to accept or reject that law over the next 30 legislative days. We want to get his thoughts on whether that will happen and what efforts are underway to make sure Congress does, in fact, address this. And Matt, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Let's start with your reaction to the city council vote, first of all. Just two in opposition to legalizing gay marriage in the city. Not a big surprise, given the makeup of the council. What do you make of this vote and the apparent being on the brink of legalizing gay marriage in the nation's capital?
Well, given the makeup of the council, it's not a big surprise. Given the makeup of the city, it is a big surprise, or the district, because, in fact, most of them believe in marriage as one man and one woman. We've seen that at the polls before, that most African Americans believe in marriage as the union of one man and one woman. I know Bishop Harry Jackson is leading a charge of pastors and community leaders to ultimately respond to this. But to have the nation's capital to do this is astounding. They have been emboldened by President Barack Obama, who is opposed to marriage as one man and one woman. He wants to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. And they've been encouraged by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, because she is the one that would bring up a vote to affirm or override these matters. And if she doesn't bring up the vote, it just goes into law. And she has just simply allowed these votes to go into law in the past, where the D.C. Council voted to recognize out-of-state same-sex marriage. When it goes to the House of Representatives, it has to affirm these votes. She didn't bring it up. So it just went into law automatically. That's probably what's going to happen with this. But I think there's two things that will be a response. First of all, I think the people will ultimately file a referendum and take this to the polls. And we may look at a lawsuit against the district because this violates the federal law, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, that says marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And that has to be true for all of the federal agencies, including the District of Columbia.
Matt, we just talked a little bit earlier to a congressman from Iowa, Steve King, who's very much in support of traditional marriage. And he says at this point, Nancy Pelosi, the last thing she wants entering an election year is for her members to be on the record in voting up or down on gay marriage. So what will organizations like yours, like Bishop Jackson and the others, need to do in order to get Congress to actually recognize this issue and deal with it?
Well, here's what's going to happen. If it doesn't get a vote in Congress, then Nancy Pelosi and the other liberal Democrats that control Congress will have effectively voted. Because if they simply ignore this, that's not going to give them cover. They've got to take a stand on this, and by not taking a stand, they've taken a stand. So the fact of the matter is, this will be an election issue. When they go to the polls, already people like Harry Reid on the Senate side and others are losing terribly in the popularity polls right now, and this is not going to help them because, as we know, 31 states have passed marriage amendments. Every time it's gone to the people, people have always voted the right way, including most recently in Maine, and they overturned the same-sex marriage that was adopted there by the state legislature. And I know if this goes to the ballot box, the people in the District of Columbia will also vote the right way.
Well, that's another issue here, of course, is that they tried to get that on the ballot, I believe, for next year. And that was rejected by the D.C. Board of Elections because they said it violated a human rights law passed back in the 1970s. Do you get the sense that this will ever get on the ballot in Washington?
I think it'll get on the ballot. Certainly, that's a ridiculous notion because back in the 1970s, obviously, no one was thinking about same-sex marriage, so there's no way that it could violate a human rights law. And in fact, even if it were contrary to a previous law, then in fact, people have the right to be able to change their charter. And that's what amendment processes are all about. And in fact, to restore the status quo to marriage as one man and one woman can't undermine something that was passed back in the 1970s. So it's a ridiculous argument. I think it'll get on the ballot. I think that this will ultimately be overturned in 2010. And this will be just another setback for these same-sex marriage advocates. But we have to constantly be vigilant. And we have to make sure that we have right people in office that do the right thing.
Matt, you mentioned that President Obama has said that he's in support of repealing the Defense of Marriage Act. At the same time, as we pointed out a moment ago, Democrats really don't want this on their voting record for 2010. At the same time, given where the polls are right now, they're not likely to have this type of majority, if they even have the majority after the 2010 elections. So do you expect them to try and get it through, even though it may end up hurting them, or will they just put the issue on the side?
Well, you know, I think what we have seen by President Barack Obama and the current leadership in the Senate and the House, the Democratic-controlled Senate and House, is just an astounding ignorance and ignoring of the will of the American people. We saw this in the health care debate, where people did not want it, yet they tried to force it anyway. We've seen it in many of these other debates, where they just simply try to ignore the people's view. I think they're trying to do that here. And I think what they're ultimately going to do is they're going to literally implode their entire opportunity that they have by trying to force these radical agendas down the throats of the American people. We have the most pro-abortion, pro-homosexual president in America's history, and that is left of left. It's not even left of right. It's left of left, and it's certainly out of the mainstream values of the American people, and I think it'll come back to bite them in 2010.
Matt, last question as we almost out of time here. You mentioned that there have been some successes in the traditional marriage movement this year, the vote of the people in Maine, the vote in the New York State Senate not long ago. At the same time, of course, legislatures in Vermont and New Hampshire have legalized gay marriage. Connecticut has codified it. Iowa had a judicial decision. How do you sum up 2009? What do you expect in 2010?
Well, I think 2009 still had some major victories because of Maine, for example, and also in California, where we pulled that state back from the brink. That was a huge victory that happened in 2008, but it was also affirmed by the California Supreme Court in 2009. I think the battle for marriage is still going to be on the front burner this year as we move forward. And I think we just have to be constantly vigilant, because family is the first form of government. Same-sex marriage, understand the policy that it creates. It establishes a policy that says moms and dads are not necessary. It establishes a motherless and fatherless policy. And as a practical matter, that is dangerous to our communities. It hurts children. It'll undermine our freedom. It'll weaken America.
Matt, unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.